I suppose people might realise there Brendan McDyer and myself are joint captains this year, so it's a huge honour for the both of us there to be good leading the team out on county final day, you know.
Yeah. And tell me, how did that come about, that there's two of you?
I suppose Brendan's very dedicated, you know. He travels a lot, he lives in Donegal Town, and he never misses trainings or anything, so over the last couple of years I think he deserved it, and obviously Martin and felt that I deserved it as well, and it's good to have Brendan there because we played a lot through underage together, you know.
Yeah. And how does it work? Does the twee talk in the dressing room or give the pep talks?
Well, it'd be more than us talking really, but just we take it in turns really doing the honours, so
yeah. And who goes up for the toss?
Well, that's the same. We take it turns, you know, every game. So I don't know what we're going to do on Sunday. We'll have to come up with some
thing.
We'll have to toss a coin for that ourselves.
Yeah. Talk to me about the season in terms of the championship.
I suppose we kind of struggled through the group stages there, you know, and we haven't really been firing all cylinders, but there's unions beating us in the group stages as well, and we kind of did struggle, and even the last day, the first half, we only for the second half like that we really stood up and got through to get to the final, you know. We're lucky, I suppose, in one sense to be in the final, but we'll take it. It's a good way to be going into the final, you know, when you're struggling through, like you're going every game, you always have something to improve on.
Is it a case that you do pace yourself, you know, you look at the group and you see we have a fair chance of qualifying from that group, so we really have to get ready for end of August, early September?
I don't think so. No, we didn't approach it like that. We really thought that the first game against Dunlow was a must-win game, and it was a tight game down there. Like, we targeted that. It was our first goal to win that game because we knew there was going to be a big break then, you know, to the next game. So it was nearly like playing two different seasons, you know. You had to prepare for that game, and then you could maybe take the foot off the pedal for a week or two and get back at it again whenever Donegal were finished. So we thankfully got through the first two games and we were qualified already, like, but in saying that, like, we did go out trying to top the group, you know, but Unions were the better side on the day and pipped us over in Letterkenny.
Martin Regan was speaking to him there. He believes that probably the performance against Guidor was your best performance of the season, especially in the second half.
Aye, that's right. I suppose everyone's saying that we didn't really perform in the first half, but we felt that maybe that we missed a lot of chances in the first half that normally that we wouldn't miss, you know, between handy frees or handy tap over points that we felt it could have been a bit closer at half time than it actually was on the scoreboard, and maybe that, I'd say, if the stats of percentage of play maybe would have reflected fairer on the game than the scoreboard.
The team has evolved, and yet it was looking today, you know, what, probably four or five of the defenders that have been there for the last couple of years are still there.
I suppose every year you maybe getting one or two players in, young fellas, and we call them young fellas, but I suppose that's important, you know, because like every year the team's never going to be the same, the whole panel changes, and you know, there's players that have played in finals or sitting on the bench now, and they're mad to get in, you know, so there's good competition with young players coming through and pushing everyone else on, you know, it's good for competition.
The team has evolved as well, kind of, probably not, still obviously you mind the house and are defensive, but probably not as defensive as when you came on the scene first.
No, I suppose that first year Jim McGuinness was training us too, I suppose he'd be the master of the blank defence, so I suppose that time we were a very young team, you know, we had a lot of minors and under-21s, I think it was 11 under-21s in 2005 playing, so we felt like if we had to go man-to-man against St Unions that time that they probably would have blown us out of the water, you know. They were the playing defensive was probably the best way for us to win the match, and thankfully that's the way it worked out for us.
You're facing Kilcar with the two McBeartys, Ryan McHugh, Owen McHugh, Andrew McLean, I suppose Conor Doherty. One would be nearly tempted, would they be, to go ultra defensive again in this final?
No, you know, at the same time you have to get up the field and score as well, you know, and I think both teams do commit a lot forward, you know, and Kilcar have a lot of serious players through their team, like not only at county level but at their standout at club level, so we will be up against it, but you know, it's days like this that you start playing football for us when the chips are against you, like, you know, it's games to relish, you know, if you could come through them, you know, and hopefully, like, we'll be confident enough we can, you know, it's just on the day if every man performs that they can get through.
Is there that belief in the team, belief in yourselves, that you're good enough to win? You'll have to play very well, but there is a belief that you're good enough to win.
There's belief, like, we're here in Merritt too at the same time, so you know, we know we're good enough to be here. No, Kilcare is going to be a different prospect altogether. But you just think maybe on the final that anything can happen, like that some fellas can stand up and really shine through when the pressure's on. You know,
played them last year in the semi final. They beat you well. Lessons learned from that.
Aye, they beat us well. All right, you know, but I suppose they got a couple of goals at the end. You know, when the game was really over, and it kind of flattered the scoreboard a bit too. But as you say, they did beat as well. You know, they were convincing winners, and the year before that we beat them at the same stage. So, you know, I think it will be probably somewhere in between for this year. It's obviously it's not going to be as high scoring as that as last year, hopefully, anyway, for us.
Yeah. And you're going in on the back of a tight, hard semi-final compared to them, who had a walkover in the semi-final. Not quite a walkover, but a big victory.
They had a massive victory. Like, I suppose people found it a bit unexpected. You know, St Michael's are a great team, so it just goes to show you the calibre Kilcare have, you know. And as you say, we had a tough battle there against Gidor, but we knew that was going to happen. Only Gidor is a serious team as well, and you know, it could have went anyway really, but thankfully our second half got us through it. They missed the 45 at the end. We could have been playing them again this weekend very handily.
Does the size of Kilcare's victory over St Michael's frighten you?
You'd be worried now. You would be hoping that you would be put up more of a fight than that now. You wouldn't want to be going out in the final like and getting steamrolled, you know. But hopefully, as I say, boys that's doing the man-marking jobs can really step up to the plate, and we can stop, you know, a lot of goals going in.
Goals are big scores in games, aren't they? Especially games like between Kilcare and Niamh Conlon in recent years.
Well, that's it. Last year was a lot of goals, and Kilcare are renowned for scoring goals. Like they seem to really get through. They've serious pace coming through, and they are hard to mark. You know, but just have to wait to see what kind of game plan Regan comes up with there for the final. So.